And to be quite honest, he was calling me a goddamn baby up until we pushed play on this fucking thing.
Because
he's mad that Joe Biden is going to lose an election. He's mad that he's so mad that his fucking candidate's not going to make it.
And it's, I'm not mad. But listen, I don't think Joe Biden's going to lose the election.
If we can just talk about the truth, like, he's going to lose his life before he loses the election. The way that he is just, like, he's basically
he's
going to lose
his life
around.
Before he finishes the term.
He's basically floating around now. He's already a ghost. All right.
All he needs to do is win. All he needs to do is win. All he needs to do is win.
Is that what you say at night now? Is that how you go to sleep? All he needs to do is win.
And I think he will. He can die the next day. But it would be nice if he could make it to the inauguration. And then he can die.
Welcome back to the Gay Power Half Hour, the only gay podcast on the internet that's just like a conspiracy theorist outside of a Trump trial, because we are highly combustible and one of us is fucking flaming and the other one is a conspiracy theorist. You guys who is who? It's the flamer, Casey Vi, and the raging conspiracy theorist, everybody, Tony.
Always on fire. Always on fire. Hello, Casey. Thank you so much for that very warm introduction. Hello, listeners. Welcome to another GPHH. Too many people are setting themselves on fire, Casey. That is not something. Listen. What I'm not going to have you come on this podcast and do already, Casey. I'm not going to have you come on here. You know, I was scouring trying to find out it was out of a pamphlet. I mean, he's basically just saying the economy is going to crash. And listen, he's not the only one. But what I'm saying is, we're not going to fucking set yourself ablaze just something we just fucking throw off like it's not a big deal. Here's the thing. We can sit here and turn our eyes to kids getting shot up in schools for decades and shit and malls and concerts not being safe. That's fine. But people setting themselves on fire, I feel like we should listen to why they're doing it.
Well, the last thing I want is that manifesto to get into your hands, because I'm very fond of you and I have
never,
a feeling.
I'm not passionate enough about anything to set myself on fire.
I'd hate to see how passionate you'd have to be to get there, because boy, you're pretty passionate about things. And I'm happy to know that you're not going to set yourself on fire. But I do think I will say this. When I first heard it without knowing the facts, I was like terrified, because I was like, if that's like a Trump supporter who is like so passionate about the corrupt government, I was like, this is just one guy lighting him on fire. Like, there are definitely going to be fucking people getting shot outside of that place soon. But when I found out he was just a crazy kook who hates everything, I was like, if you're going to let yourself, I don't think the world's going to miss him. Sorry, Lee.
And herein lies the problem with this.
I'm supposed to become passionate for the insane person. He just got what he wanted.
No. We can't sit here and paint them as insane.
Did you light yourself on fire?
We've talked about this.
As a Buddhist monk, I can see that you're not insane.
This person's insane. See, this is the thing.
Light themselves on fire are the sane ones.
This is how we always do it. This is how we always paint the picture. We are in charge of the narrative. So this, we pick who's crazy, or we pick who's doing mental illness shit, and then we pick, and that's a little wild and a little crazy on your fucking side. But here's the thing: what I love about this whole situation is, like, the first thing that happens in this situation between liberals and conservatives is to see whose side they were on. Like, oh my god, please don't be on our side.
With guns, you want to know right up front. Don't say you're better than.
Oh no, here's the
scenario.
Thing: when it comes down to it, like, you know, they just had this fucking. I believe that they're. I do not. Okay, I think they're trans. But like it's a little Asian boy who wrote a 129-page manifesto about murdering his high school and elementary school on the anniversary, and he gave it to a friend in the form of he was like, "This is a fictional writing," and then the friend turned him in, and they were like, and I heard in the, they're like, but he identifies as male, and I was like, oh no, not a trans person. No, we can't have trans people shooting up places. That's the last thing. It's not good for the cause. And then
it's not helpful for the cause.
So what's even worse is, what if it's a non-binary person? I'm like, oh, that's not good for trans people either. They're gonna lump them together.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, oh, that's good. And I will say about the fire guy, it's actually kind of refreshing to have a crazy person not try and take out fucking half the crowd around him. You know, he just fucking lit himself on fire, you know. A hero, a sane hero in the eyes of Tony Soto. And
so wait, why is he insane but a Buddhist monk isn't? Like why is a Buddhist monk's protest more important and signifies not mental
I'm not saying that, but I think guy? because a true Buddhist monk believes that you know,
this guy doesn't ashes, believe
dust to dust reincarnation. Well, I haven't read the manifesto yet, so I'm interested in that. To me, knowing the signs he was holding up and the things that he was representing and standing for, saying Biden and Trump are in a fascist cabal hell-bent on ruining the world, you might agree with that. I don't necessarily
That's not untrue at all. That's literally the truth.
On fire. Fucking like, write a pamphlet, light it on fire.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, I hope that, you know, it changes
the narrative.
I hope that it changes people who's important enough to matter minds some, you know, because it's like, here's the thing, here's what no one's gonna want during a campaign season is people setting themselves up on fire at fucking campaign rallies. And truthfully, I feel like people are like, I mean, there was a fucking man who set himself on fire because he was going to lose his fucking house and he was going to be homeless and he had nothing else to do. Now, and is that man insane?
No.
Or is that a fucking belief that we can get behind, Casey?
Yeah.
No, I need you to draw me out a map to know who the crazy people who set themselves on fire are and who's not. Because to me, if you are setting yourself on fire, you are saying, I have nothing left to lose except, and the only thing I can do to get my point across is this.
Yeah.
And that is a big this, baby.
Okay. I got you. First of all, Tony, unshockingly, supports flamers' rights. One. Two. Two. The second person you're talking about with the housing scenario, that is someone who had nothing else to lose and needed to make a point. This other person wanted attention. That's why he did it in the most
wanted.
Hold on. What for his cause? Do you think the government?
I just
maybe
don't
the government
think
was lighting yourselves on fire. But I just feel like he's a crazy person, people... Tony. I think it's okay to call a crazy person and not fucking argue about it. Honestly.
I think it's interesting. I just think it's interesting on who we choose as crazy.
I think it's interesting when it
comes down to it, and we, you know, the way that the media paints. I mean, even in our news, when they paint a black person who is killed or a white person that is killed, when it comes, you know, it's all. I mean, they found
this is a crazy person on the street, Tony. A crazy person walking around the street, holding up signs, being like, "Fuck me!" It's like the Lyndon LaRouche people. You know, they don't have. They all. It's all about conspiracy theories, which I know are real, and it's all about things that you don't have because they're being taken from you from other people. This dark, shadowy world of things. And okay,
it's
fine.
Not so
maybe
dark
that's
and shadowy.
Real. Hold
it's
on.
Not
maybe
dark
that's
and shadowy,
real and all that stuff. But honestly, all I said was a guy who lit himself on fire outside of a Trump trial, holding signs saying the fascist coup is coming, you know. And if it was talking about Donald Trump, Trump and his fascist coup, but he's talking about a dark, shadowy cabal.
Was
and
the honestly, active military guy
out of the dark, shadowy
was the
cloud.
Was the active military guy who did it in the military base? Was he crazy?
I don't know which one was that now. Too many people are doing lighting themselves on fire. So you're right.
Maybe I think it was Georgia. I think it was Georgia. He was he was active military, and he was getting orders that he had to go to fucking and defend Israel. And as a result of that, he set himself on fire. Was he crazy?
A little bit, honestly. He was a military person with some PTSD who wanted to make a stand in a big fucking way. Kudos to the stand, okay? Kudos to the stand. I don't have a problem calling them crazy, okay? Honestly, it's a little insane to light yourself on fire.
So recently, Casey and I got into an argument, go figure, about the 4B movement. The 4B movement where South Korean women are saying no's. And it's working.
Can you define that a little bit more if someone was listening to last week's episode?
So if you
episode?
Didn't listen, there's a big rash of misogyny. And these lovely women are saying, we're not doing it anymore. We're not going to fuck you. We're not going to date
you.
In South Korea. We're not going to marry you. We're not going to do anything with you. It's working. Like the birth rate is low. Like they're gonna have to combine the Koreas again just to fill the land. But recently, listen, dudes are on the way out. If you're a heterosexual dude and you gotta look at your life and see what changes you need to make, because there was a viral video recently of a person going around and asking women, it's like, hey, ladies. If you were in the forest and there was a bear and a man, who would you rather be in the forest, alone in the forest with? And more often than not, the women were like, we'd rather be with the bears. Because the thing is that bear, unless it's hungry, you know what I mean? Unless it's like fucking starving or whatever, or like the lady throw a rock.
I think the question should also be, the question should be qualified a little bit. It's like, what if they're having their period? Because from what I understand, bears.
You better Google that, you misogynist. You're a reason.
Listen, I think it's real.
Listen, all the women, need to not fuck Casey too. He's a part of the problem.
It's a lot
too.
Of hormones coming out.
Is that
Come on, ladies.
Casey, you better Google that.
Don't give up on this.
You better Google that, Casey, because
I'm Googling that. Well, you rant for a second. I'll
so what I'm saying yeah. is, you what I'm saying it. Is, these women are like, there's a good chance the bear's not going to try to rape us. You know what I mean? And that's what it comes down to. And it's funny because I'm watching kind of like the reactions to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And guys don't seem to get it. Guys are more fixated on the fact that why would you want to be in the forest with a wild animal? They're dangerous because they're a wild animal. And not the fact that women would choose that, period or not.
No, you're right. It's a myth.
It's a myth. You see.
So you don't have to tie up your tie those pussies up and put them in a tree.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, ladies. I can't believe I'm apologizing to the ladies. I'm sorry for Casey, ladies. He doesn't know what to do. But so it's like they look at like, oh God, women are so dumb. Why would they want to be a fucking bear could really eat them up? As opposed to, oh wait, women don't want to be in force with us because we're gonna grab their tits and pussies. Like,
yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. It's like a forest is a bad place to just run into a man, you know?
But they're saying any place is a bad place to run into a heterosexual man. You know what I mean? Like,
I make it very clear I'm gay when I'm like passing women on the street.
Don't worry, you don't listen. You don't have
well, first of all, I'm wearing my little heels and they're clicking along, you know, moving fast because of my short little legs. And
I love how
he's like, this man is coming up from behind me. Or they're like, this fast woman is coming up from behind me. A man. And then, you know, I don't know.
Anyway. I love how Casey thinks he has to fucking somehow portray. He's like, hey, just so you all know. It's like that wrist wasn't in the air because you were reaching for something, Casey. It's there because
I'm Italian.
It's because that's default, you fucking faggot.
Butch Italian.
But I'm just saying, listen, like, women are going to stop fucking men. But then Casey brought up something that was very disturbing to me. I've decided I'm disturbed.
It's disturbing.
Tell the people why you've disturbed me.
I listened. I heard a story that I don't know the timing of the finished product here, but they're moving forward with the creation of artificial rooms. The researchers believe that they can have artificial rooms up and running, which is something that has never happened before, meaning that you can take a woman completely out of the birthing process, which is complicated. Why you gotta make things so complicated?
So how do you feel about the fake womb? Like, is it crazy?
I think that the reason, I'll tell you what I feel like. I'm not gonna light myself on fire about it, but I'm pretty against it, you know? And I feel like why I'm against it is because what we are doing and why the world is getting so fucking insane is we are doing everything we can to dehumanize, and I mean that in the most literal terms, to dehuman the human race. And I think that's why we're all losing our fucking minds. And so everything that moves further in that direction is at this point something that we need to question. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. That's how I feel about it.
I just don't understand what the whole thing is. Like, I feel like this is a white man's idea.
I think the idea is that if there's a struggling fetus, or if the mom dies, then you can actually grow a fetus in an artificial womb in a way that you would not. So they're thinking, oh, we need to.
But you still
have
need the
medical
egg.
Benefits.
You still need, the egg. It's just an oven. Is that what it is? It's just the oven.
It's the oven. But
you still need
to
do the science to make the connection first.
Well, yeah, you need the daddy and the mommy to fuck because they're in love, and then, you know, because everyone knows that a baby is only good babies. You can't make a bad baby from love, okay? You can certainly make whatever else has happened.
I'm not sure that my parents were in love when they made me.
Well, for by my theory, I'm pretty sure they weren't. But the point is, we already fertilize eggs outside of penises and vaginas. We don't need the penises and the vaginas. We need to take them out of the bodies.
But the thing is, like here's the thing. Like, I don't like it because it's like, then we're just harvesting eggs. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. It's to me, it's like, for me, it's like, if this wasn't created by a man, there is a white heterosexual man ready to exploit it in a way where he's like stealing eggs, keeping them on ice, and then he's going to start offing women or something. And I don't like it.
I mean, honestly, like, you can find Hitler's DNA. You can get that DNA and put it into like a fucking embryo, and then you can grow an army of Hitlers.
What do you think that's gonna do? Like a bunch of weird fucking stubby men who question their sexuality? You want that running around? Like, first of all, I mean, I love you, but like, you
know. I don't question my sexuality. Everything else.
No, we know you're serious. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like it's like, this seems very conservative to me. This seems very.
I know. I mean, if it doesn't, it seems futuristic. I think it's all a matter of how it's being used. But the thing is, like, you know, like do we hate women so much that we just want to remove them completely? You know, and I think that is a fair question.
This is just more reason for straight guys to suck cock.
You know, but I'm sure that my initial point is the thing that I truly mean, like, you know, we wonder why the humans are losing their minds, and it's because we're doing everything we can to end the human race as we know it. And I think that there is something that needs to be.
I think it's time. And listen, here's the thing. It's not going to be Jesus who does it. It's going to be us. It's going to be interesting. But I think it's time. I think we've had a moment.
I don't want you in charge or care about anything that you say, because if you wanted all to fucking die, that's the difference between you and I. You say,
I've seen too many talks.
It all needs to go, and it all needs to blow
Oh, and I'm saying I don't want to lose my medication and slowly wither and die because someone got sad about.
Why? You think that it's okay if politics like, move slowly? Why can't you just slowly die? I don't understand.
They don't have to.
I don't understand. Well politics doesn't not, have and, to either.
Yeah, I know, but that's it's like it's.
But
it's,
you're very okay with that. So I'm just like, hey, if we're all taking it slow these days, let's just relax. Breathe in.
We're all slowly dying. Some of us faster than others. Sure. I'm trying not to expedite the process. Just listen to Robert Kennedy
interviews and get lulled. That's the kind of white noise I need.
Oh, he's the kind of, yeah, some ASMR.
Hepburn, but gruffer. It's like, Robert Kennedy is in the news because Republicans and liberals cannot seem to think who they're going to fuck, who he's going to fuck worse. We have conservatives being like, it's a shoo-in. It's going to take away from the fucking ghost GJ. And then the fucking blueies, they're all like, nah, he's anti-vax. That's a conservative thing. So yeah. It's going to take from Trump.
I think we need to talk more about the fact about how he was such a piece of shit that his wife, to his wife, that she killed herself, one of his first wife. So honestly, I think
I was gonna be like, wait, the girl from fucking Curb.
No, Cheryl Hines is still alive. No, but I think it's Robert F. Kennedy is a charlatan and a fucking narcissistic piece of shit who just wants attention. Honestly, if you're so concerned, Robert, about vaccines, light yourself on fucking fire outside of a Trump trial. Okay, that way.
Why? That apparently doesn't prove a point. Like apparently that doesn't get. You know what you should do? Light someone else up on fire. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Light Cheryl Hines on fire. Light Cheryl Hines on fire, Robert, if you really care about vaccines.
So I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, watching propaganda media and they're like, the Kennedys are on a tour, basically going around. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I want to know what these newer Kennedys look like.
I remember my
kid. Like the good looking ones were murdered. I was shocked when the sister of Robert got on the stage and sounded exactly like him. So it's gotta be a little bit of
disease.
Like, yeah, there's a wonky chromosome. Can we say that? Can you say wonky chromosome? Oh.
Well, I think when you're saying wonky chromosome, when you're talking about someone's physical disability, that is a little bit problematic. And I don't know, you're the woke one, so you tell me. Part of me always thought that it was just good old-fashioned Irish alcoholism, but I think that they actually have some sort of disease. Of the threat.
Okay, well, now I feel bad. You should Google that, Casey. You should Google that, Casey.
Why am I responsible for Googling all of the things? I'll Google the things that I'm responsible for being problematic for, like Metro Bud attracts bears. You know, I'm happy to know because I will never say that again. I honestly thought it was true. My fault. That's why I've never been to the woods with a woman. Now I'm happy to go hiking with a woman. I'm happy to go hiking with a woman finally now that I know.
Well, now I feel bad. I'd hate making fun of them if they're diseased, besides alcoholism, which, as you pointed out, is a disease.
It's a disease.
Back in the day, it was a glamorous one for the Kennedys. You know what I mean? Like,
my question is, like, does anyone care about the Kennedys aren't, you know, royalty in the way that they were. Like, why are we like, I do love a family coming out against their craziest member. You know, like there is that like Paul Gosar in Arizona where literally nine of his siblings like signed a letter and made a commercial. They're like, he's fucking batshit crazy. We're surprised he hasn't lit himself on fire. We hope he lights himself on fire, but he's trying to light him on fire. We just fucking keep dipping his fucking Christmas tree into water and we hope it combusts, but it won't because he's fucking insane, and we want him to die. He's our brother. We love him, but we want him to die. I love when that happens.
Wow.
And Robert Kennedy. The thing is, like, do you believe in vaccines or not? Do you think vaccines are bad?
No, I don't think vaccines are bad. Like, first of all, I, as far as I know, I've not gotten COVID, and I think that's a lot to do with the vaccines.
Yeah, I think the vaccines help for sure. And I think like what do you feel about Robert Kennedy? I know you like Cornel West at this point, but like
I don't have any opinions on him. Like truthfully, I was like, listen, the Kennedys were cool back in the day. What I liked about the Kennedys was the initial uproar of John getting elected was, we're going to have a Catholic in the fuck. And that to me is just so funny that was such a big, like, you know, now we have a Catholic and he loves to kill people. So it's like, you know, it's like, at least John was trying to help, I guess.
Well, I love the idea that people were like, well, he's going to take all of his orders from the Pope and he's going to do everything that the Pope says. And he's like, no, I'm fucking every woman who walks, not tiny boys. Okay. So I don't do what the Pope does. Okay. I do what I do in an American pimp kind of way. Fuck, suck my dick, Marilyn. And, you know, honestly, the Kennedys were, it's good that they died because they would have been Me Too'd so hard if they were still alive.
100%.
And I do think that, you know, the Kennedys, I agree. I don't think anyone cares what the Kennedys say. And I'm not worried about Robert F. Kennedy. I think more Trump people, honestly, are interested in what Robert has to say. So
I agree with that too. I think it's good for your guy for sure. I think like I do not agree with conservatives when they say that he's going to hurt Biden, because he's just come off with saying too many weird things. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, like, we're talking about the way that fucking Biden sounds. Do you want Robert F. Kennedy?
I could not listen to that for 4 years.
And I'm sorry to make fun of his disability, but I mean, it's like, come on, are we only allowed to make fun of old people?
Yeah, but we have a limit.
Ism that we are allowed is the ageism.
We already have to deal with a stutter. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to
have I love his stutter. I think it's cute. My best friend had a stutter growing up, and I had a lisp, and we were adorable.
Okay? It's not cute when you're in your 80s.
With tiny little speech impediments. Well, why not? Because it's old. He's old. He's
yeah, gross. You know what? You're listen, like, we listen here. People. You know what Americans don't need to be reminded of? Because they're all babies, according to fucking Casey, is they don't need to be reminded that they fucking are going to be old and befuddled. You know what I mean? This is why Joy Behar needs to step down from The View. Because she's having little moments where she browns out. And it happens in your 80s. Look, we don't need you browning out.
Can I have a question? What are the great moments of Biden being befuddled and browning out? It's a perception, but what are the examples?
What do you mean?
I want to, comparison-wise, like, what is Biden fucking up all of the time? What is he misses a word here and there, he stutters. But what are the great examples of befuddlement that you see? Do we see befuddlement? He got he got the names of world leaders, but George Bush did that fucking 20 years ago. Every president has fucking missed done. So what are the great
Everyone has gaffes. I'm going to listen. Everyone has gaffes. I'm not.
Do you have examples of the befuddlement?
No, I think there are some. First of all, I that's not what I'm looking for when it comes to fucking Biden. I know
you said.
I don't watch the Daily Show enough to know them, but I'm sure they have a reel. You know what I mean? I'm sure they
have a reel.
So what I'm saying is a reel exists. You know what I mean? So say what you want, but I'm sure there's a reel. I would love to go. No, I would like to see the Daily Show's reel of fucking President Biden's historic gaffes, because it exists. I just don't care.
Yeah, gaffes are fine. Gaffes are one thing.
I care.
Befuddlement is another thing. And you use the word, and I love saying it.
Oh, he's an old befuddled fucking ghost. He's a ghost. He's a zombie. He's a walking genocidal zombie. So Tesla is back in the still, news.
How many hours is the show?
We have about a minute and a half. I guess we don't really have time. Wait, do you want to talk about Earth Day? let's wrap it up. Sure real. Let's wrap it up. Remember, guys, on Monday it is Earth Day. You know you don't give a shit about that, but you should. You should. So put something in recycling. Turn off a light switch. But yeah, love the Earth because it's gonna crash and burn. We'll crash and the comforting thing, listeners, and then we'll go. Is all you need to know is this planet will outlive us. All right. We are the ones who are on borrowed time. Casey, while we're all on borrowed time, how are you going to be spending it?
I'm going to be spending Earth Day driving my gas-fueled car to an abattoir in rural California, where I will then pour out all of the batteries that I have been using into the soil. with my good friend, Tony Soto.
I love that. There.
Because he's taking one day away from his boycotts of everything to hang out with his best friend. I think this, I got nothing. The first is my next show at the Astor Hotel, but I believe it's a private thing. So if you want, you can email me for a guest list scenario out of that.
Oh my goodness.
She's I know, booge. And then that's about it for right now. You can find me at Casey Ly, L-E-Y on Instagram. This has been, Tony and I started at 12. At 2:36, I was a little late. It is now 4 o'clock, so I love an hour and a half of.
And you say we don't spend enough time together.
I think you say that.
I don't really have anything either, y'all. Like,
oh God, I'm tired.
Like, I have this. I have learned the words, bitch, on the 6th, but we still have more shows, so we have more shows until then. But I am the Tony Soto Show on Instagram and TikTok, and Tony Soto Productions if for all the cross dressing stuff on Instagram. And Casey and I will be back again next week for more pre-fighting show, then post-fighting. Goodbye.
Done with love.